the door open, as you can tell. And you know what? Like, I'm sorry, but I want to. It feels so pretty outside. It is so pretty outside, and it feels really good, is what I meant to say. But I'm just, I love it. I love good air, fresh air. I love it. I love it. Yeah, so good morning. It's 9:31. It's Wednesday. I'm up. I'm alive. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. I'm getting another tattoo today, and I'm so excited. I'm getting a super fun, groovy font, and it's gonna say, "Man, I feel like a woman." It is obviously the Shania Twain song. Maybe it has meaning. I feel like I have like a few different like angles I could go. Is like, I think my truest meaning is like, I just love that song. Every time I turn that song on and I'm in my car, I just have to dance, I have to sing, and like, it just makes me feel so good. Like, I just love it. I feel like it just like turns me into a good mood, and it's just like such a fun, like, I love singing to that song. And I've always loved that song since I was a kid. And like, my biological dad, like, he used to play that song for me, and like, we would jam to that song. Like, I don't know, I've loved that song for as long as I can remember. So that's really cool. And it's like, that's such a, like, I feel like a girl coded song. Like, anytime that song comes on, it's like everybody's like, it's all crazy. Like, everyone's in it, and it's just like girlhood. Like, I love it. So yeah, that's what I'm getting. But I'm getting it like wavy, and then I'm also getting a funky font, because since I was doing it wavy, I was just gonna do like a super clean, like, simple font, but I couldn't find one that I liked. And then I was just like, you know what, fuck it, I think this one would be way more fun, and it's like groovy. Like, I feel like it completes it, because I was scared it was gonna be like, I really like this font, I've loved this font forever, but I was just scared, I just feel like it would like complicated, since it's also going to be wavy, so having a crazy font with a crazy wave. But the font is like, still, it's really legible. Like, it's not, I don't know, I feel like it completes, I feel like it goes with the wave, like, I don't know. So I'm so excited for that. That's at 1 o'clock, but I gotta leave here a little early because I'm gonna go get Gray Dutch Bros, because she loves Dutch Bros, and she's at her new shop, and I'm so excited to see it. The few pictures I've seen, it's so beautiful. I love it. It's like painted this like dark, like emerald, no, I don't even know, this really dark, beautiful green. I love it. And Gray is like so cool. Like, she wants weird like animals and bugs, and like, I don't know, she has a lot of really, really cool pieces that's like, I don't even know where you get that. And it makes me sad because I want to buy her something. Like, I'm so excited for her, but I'm like, I just like don't know where to get anything that you would like. Like, you get such cool, like, unique pieces, and I'm pissed because like, even I want something cool and unique. But I went ahead and I made her a charm necklace because I bought all those fucking bug charms. So I've been making everyone a charm necklace, because I made myself two options for the Ren Faire. I made Cheyenne two options. I made Jalen one. I made Bailey one. And then our friend Frida said she wanted one. So I've like just been fucking charm necklacing it up, and it's fun. But I wish I had something other than bug charms. And I'm thinking about buying more, but I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I'm gonna give her one a charm necklace, because I'm like, I know she likes bugs, so like, hopefully she likes that. I think she will. Anywho, we're here today. I recorded on Monday. Oh my god, it was like, I just want to go record, like, fuck it. Actually, no, I was like a spontaneous record, because I came outside and I was gonna read in my hammock, but then it was like a little chillier than I wanted it to be. So I was like, okay, never mind, I'm gonna go inside. And then I was like, actually, I could go record, like, why not? And so I just came out and started recording, and like, I don't know, like, I don't know how far in, but I was like, I started feeling so horrible. I was like, oh my god, like, and then I was like complaining, and I was like, oh my god, like, I just don't feel good. Like, my back hurts, and like, I don't know, like, I just am not feeling good. And I don't know. I thought I was just like being a little bitch. I was like, God, that's annoying. You've complained about this like 3 times on this episode. But then I went inside and I was like, oh my God, like I really feel like just super like achy. So I went and took a shower to see if that made me feel better, and it didn't. I felt like not worse, but I just feel like it kind of settled in. And so I just had to get in bed and I was like, oh my God. But me and my mom ended up hanging out and talking for a long time, so that was really fun. We were talking about like the tarot cards because we went to the Ren Faire. I'll get to that in a minute, but I don't know. I'm like, I just like A, I feel like the people who like do that places, like from my experience, what I've seen and heard, I feel like they're saying like kind of like basic things that can kind of be like across the board. Like she was like, oh, like, yeah, you want to have kids, but you don't want to be a single mom. And it's like, in this economy, no, like, you can't be. Like, I mean, you can, and the people do are fucking awesome. So, love. But I don't know, like, I just feel like some of the things she was saying, and she was like, you want to travel, but you want to be carefree, but you also want like stability, and like, I don't know, which I'm being a hater. I know that. And I want all the other perspectives that maybe change my mind, but I don't know, that's just kind of where I feel right now. And for like, I don't know, whatever. But anyway, so me and my mom are talking about that just because it's like, you know, in like religion, like Christianity, which I would like to call myself more like spiritual than religious, but I feel like I've taken a little bit from everywhere. Like I like some things that I feel like I learned from God, which was like be a good person and that it's not my place to judge, which to some people those are just basic ideas, but I do feel like that's something that I understood was like what God wanted me to do. And so I really like that. I feel like that's my like relationship with God beliefs. And I just feel like I definitely believe in something. Like I absolutely believe in something. I just don't really know what it is because I also feel like I have like a deepest self. Like that's kind of what Glennon Doyle calls it. And I just feel like I really liked that because it was like if you really just sit with yourself and like sink into this deeper self, like you can find your answer. And I just feel like that's been really true for me. Like I feel like I've been able to do that, but it's also like I feel like my mom is more religious. And she will like pray to God for answers. And so it's like I feel like we're doing the same thing. Like we're both holding this space and waiting until we find an answer. And it's like I just feel like our ways of doing that is a little different. Like she's praying to God and asking God for her answers. I am sitting with myself and intentionally like getting my like just my regular self like out of mind so I can find that bigger answer that my regular mind just isn't coming up with. So, I don't know. And so we were like I just like the tarot cards like in the like astrology even or sound healing or the chakra or like anything like that, like, you know, I feel like from my oh my God, like is that necessary, bitch? But from my understanding, it was like you can't do that. Like God wants, like, God is the only one you seek answers from, kind of thing. And I'm not saying that's right. I don't know what that is, but that's just like how I feel like I interpreted it and understood it. And so that is like, it makes me nervous. I'm like, am I like not allowed to like get my palm read? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It was just a whole conversation and I didn't do it. But I don't know. I just feel like the lady, like, it seemed because I have a coworker who is like kind of in, she's doing like the chakra and the sound healing and like a little bit of readings. And the way she does it is like she's reading books and studying this. And so then whenever she's doing these things, she's sitting here and she's just based off whatever you get, she's like just acting off what she read, you know, where I feel like, because I don't know, I feel like, you know, we get into this, like, energies and stuff, and, like, there's so many things in this umbrella, and, like, so many things that are, like, giving you answers kind of thing, and, like, I don't know, this is kind of an extreme end of it, but I feel like if we keep going down this category and keep on getting into this shit, like, I feel like at some point we would run into, like, Ouija board, and, like, that, like, absolutely not. So far, like, I cannot do that, because, like, I will say a lot of my, like, I guess religious, like, trauma is fear of, like, hell and just fear of God, and I just don't think that was healthy for me at all. And all of this is my experience. I'm not, like, I'm not trying to project anything on anyone. I'm just, like, literally speaking my experience. And so I just feel like I am just way too scared of fucking with a Ouija board or anything like that. But at the same time, like, even taking religion out of it, like, I'm just like, no. Like, that is just, like, not my jam. I'm not into that. Because I do believe in it, just because I feel like, you know, if I believe in, you know, God and a Holy Spirit, then there's definitely a negative spirits. Like, I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. So, I do believe in ghosts, unfortunately, and, like, I'm dead ass so serious. Like, I'm fucking terrified. I am so scared. And I just feel like I've had people around me, like, literally my biological dad used to tell me about ghosts that, like, he lived with or something. And so that scared the fucking shit out of me. And I don't know. Like, I watched a ton of scary movies, and, like, I like them, and I will continue to watch them, but just know, like, I'm literally fucking scared. Like, I'm actually terrified. So if we watch a scary movie, bitch, you gotta stay here until I'm asleep. Like, I'm not joking. And I will be, if I have to get up and pee, I'm running. I'm not joking. Like, I'm literally terrified of, like, ugh, any of that shit. And so it's, like, I'm not saying that the tarot cards and, like, the astrology, any of that shit is, like, to that extreme. I just feel like it's kind of, like, that is an extreme idea of the, like, spectrum. I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe you could completely disagree and be like, bitch, you're insane. But I don't know. That is just kind of how I feel about it right now. And so I just don't know where that line is of, like, okay, like, too far, you know? And, like, I think some of it is, yes, from a religious perspective, but also, like, I'm just not interested. Like, I just feel like some of that, like, I just don't want any of the negatives. Like, I just don't want to ever be getting answers, like, you know, that I'm not supposed to be getting. And I think that I did learn that from religion, but I think it's pretty deep in me that it just feels like a way of life for me, kind of. And so, yeah, I don't know. But I will say that my interest in it is because I just feel like she was saying a lot of this, like, you know, that you want to be a single mom, but you don't, or you want to have kids, but you don't want to be a single mom. And it's like, I don't want kids. So I wonder what she would say to me. And she's like, oh, you have this relationship with this boy, but it's, like, off and on. And then I would be like, well, like, I think I'm gay. I'm pretty sure, like, I know I'm queer, but I just feel like maybe I don't even have sex ever again, you know? And also, like, no, I'm not in relationship like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I just feel like, you know, I'm kind of, like, different, you know? No, I don't know. I just feel like I'm not, and, like, you know, you want to be carefree, but you want stability. And it's, like, I just don't really, like, not really, though. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I would just be curious what she has to say to me, because I do feel very, like, othered a lot of the time whenever I am speaking with my friends, and, like, you know, just kind of, like, some things, like, I don't know, just because my only thing that I feel, like, different about is, like, I just feel like I've really tried to come up with a lot of my own answers instead of, like, staying on script and just kind of, like, doing the basics, which it's, like, I feel like I never knew anything other than that until I started just like really finding an answer. Now I want my own answer to everything. So I don't ever want to like completely agree with someone on everything they're saying. You know, like I just want to be able to have like, or even if we do come to an agreement, like I just want to be able to have like a bigger perspective than just like, you know, a couple sentences, you know? And so I just like, and I feel like that is kind of unique from my experience. Like, I feel like a lot of the people around me, like, I don't feel like are as deep. They don't want to make every single conversation. You know, being a deeply feeling person, that's where I feel like, I guess, I'm different. I'm putting that in quotations just because it's like, I'm not like, oh my God, I'm so different. Like, I'm so different than my friends. Like, I'm not trying to, like, be like that at all. Like, I just, like, genuinely, like, I don't know. I just feel like, to some of these things, like, I'm trying to think of what else she said, like, I don't know, and I'm not trying to, like, hate or project my ideas on anyone else at all, or, like, even my friend, like, she felt like it was, like, insightful, and, like, I think that is so great, and I love that for her, but I was just, like, whenever I hear this woman talking to her, I'm, like, thinking, what if she's saying this to me, you know, like, I know she was talking to my friend, and, like, maybe if I sat down in that chair, she would have said something that really resonates with me, but that's, like, my curiosity is, like, I just feel like I just want to learn more about myself and everyone, I want everyone's experience and perspectives, like, everywhere all the time, like, I just think that's so interesting, and I just feel like whenever I've said this to some of my friends, like, some of my friends are like, okay, well, like, it's not about quantity, like, it's about quality, and I just feel like I agree with that, but also, I have great fucking friends. I have awesome friends. Also, I do think, in a lot of situations, they have similar things to say, and I love that. And I love that, like, that is, like, my home base. I, like, trust that the most, you know? But also, if someone has something super different to say, I'm very curious to that. I want to know why. I want to know where. I want to know how. Like, you know, I just want to, like, I don't know. I just want to know other perspectives forever. And it's, like, I just feel like we all come up with our own ideas after having so many experiences. And I feel like, for me, that has limited me in my life, because if I'm having expectations based of all my experiences, then it's kind of ruining me and keeping me, like, boys. All the bad experiences I've had with boys, like, that has completely shut me off from boys since I don't even know when. Like, I'm so uninterested. And it's every sexual experience I've had has shut me off from sex. Like, I'm so uninterested. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, that's why I'm like, I feel like confused whenever I'm like, say that I'm like gay or something, just because I feel like I could go the rest of my life without sex. I literally could do that. And so I just feel like it's like, I don't know. I feel like other people would invalidate me for calling myself gay, but they're like, would you fuck a girl? And it's like, yeah. Do I just want to go out and fuck a girl? No, like, I don't want to go out and fuck anything. Like, I'm just not interested in that. If I, like, I would say, like, I think I've said this before on here, but it's like, I'm looking for a specific kind of relationship. I want it to be super, like, honest and genuine, and I want to be able to nitpick it, and from both sides, I want it to be, like, a full completion of bettering each other and making each other grow and, like, really, like, getting intense into every conversation. Like, I know a lot of people are not that intense, but, like, I honestly am. Like, I just feel like I want everything to be a deeper idea. Like, I just don't want to be having, like, wasteful banter. Like, I want to really, like, I want something fresh out of every conversation, like, at least a fresh perspective. Like, it doesn't have to be about every single thing, but, like, I don't know, like, I just, that's what I'm looking for. And if I'm with someone and we have end up committing and falling in love and doing all that, which I think is great, I think I would enjoy a significant other, a primary person. I think that would be really fun, and, like, I think I would really enjoy that. And even, like, you know, cuddling, like, I like This is so embarrassing. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I just feel like any time that I've ever like had any sort of relationship with a guy, like sex is kind of like the first, like the sexual tension is there. Like, it's just like kind of like, okay, like nothing else is really relevant. Like, I know that you just want to fuck me. Like, yeah, like there's not, like, I don't know. I mean, that one boyfriend I had, Tim, like, I think that was cool. I think there was a mix, but I feel like most people, it's just kind of like they're trying to act like they care in conversation, but it's like really they're just waiting for a moment to like shut me up and like start making out with me or like trying to fuck me or something. And so it's like with women, I feel like it has been a lot easier because there's not expectation of sex, and so it's like we really can have, you know, good conversation and really get deep into conversation, and it's like I appreciate that so much more. And then if later the sexual tension is building and it comes to that, like I think I would be down for that, but I just like don't want to get into the relationship with sex being an expectation of me. Like at this point I'm not ready for that, and I don't think I would be ready for that until we're like until I love you. Like I need a strong emotional connection. Like I don't know, this is making me nervous. I'm like, I don't want to say anything, like I don't mean, like I really don't know, I haven't thought like this deeply about it, of like when I would want to have sex. I just feel like I don't want to have sex, and I don't want that to be an expectation going into the relationship. I just want to have a strong foundation or whatever, like I don't know, I just want to build an actual real connection that is like good and healthy and like everything else before I even worry about that, you know? So, all that to say, I don't know where the fuck I came from with that. We were talking about the Ren Faire, talking about the tarot cards, talking about, oh, being gay. So yeah, but I definitely am not like, I know 1000% I'm not straight. I'm not straight. There's just no way. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, not having men in my life is like my best part of my life. I love it. Like, I just truly love women, and have God, I'm like stuttering so much today. I like can't get my words out. I guess I'm kind of cold, but ooh, I don't know. Maybe I just need to like, ooh, but I don't know. I just definitely think that I've had way more truer, realer relationships with girls. And like, even, I don't know. I had this one friend, and like, we would just kiss for fun. And it was just fun. Like, I don't know. I just felt like it. Because we would have these super deep talks and stuff, and then we would just be like, oh my God, I love you so much. Mwah. And like, I don't really know if it was a thing, but it felt fun because I felt like it just kind of connected us more in the moment. We were just like, mwah. Mwah, mwah, mwah. No, I don't know, but I just feel like that relationship, I don't know, that one was different than other ones that I've had with just girlfriends. But yeah, I don't know, I just feel like in the whole, I have so many closer relationships with women than I've had with men, and I feel like I am way more attracted to women, but see, also, whenever I'm saying attracted to women, I feel like you're thinking, oh, you want to fuck more women. But it's like, I don't really, like, I'm not thinking about sex at all. You know, I'm just like basic attractiveness. Like, I, not even physically attracted. I mean, well, yeah, but like, isn't everyone? But I just feel like even like attracted to your energy of women, like attracted to the, vibes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm or interested in like who you are. Like, a man, like, I just feel like as soon as a man walks in the room, I already know how it's gonna go, and it literally goes that way every time. So it's like that, and that behavior is just unattractive to me. Like, I hate when a man comes in the room and it's like, I know he's gonna be, this is a generalization, and I'm sorry, but this is my experience so intensely. He's gonna be like, "Oh my God, hey." And he's gonna come over and he's gonna start talking and he's gonna start talking louder. Like, we're all gonna be in a group and we're all gonna be trying to have like a group conversation, but he's just gonna be trying to talk louder and talk over everyone. And guess what? He's gonna be talking about himself. And it's just gonna suck. And I'm sorry. I'm kind of sorry, but I'm kind of not sorry because this is so true to me. Like, I know that there's other good men and whatever, whatever, but it's like, dude, this has been the case so many times. So many times. So, anyway, all of that. Let's go back. So, yeah, the tarot card reading. I'm just intrigued just because I want a little extra perspective. I just kind of want to know, like, if anything you say does resonate with, or literally, like, I'm right now in this moment, I'm talking about a, specific person, a tarot card reader. But also, I'm just talking about anyone ever. If anyone ever can give me any of their perspective on anything, I'm interested. I'm literally interested. I want to know what you have to say. I want to know if I can say anything that resonates with you. I want to know if you can say anything that resonates with me in any way or something that turns me off. Because even that is like helping me learn something. Because I'm like, ooh, not that. not that. That's all I'm learning. So I think that's really fucking interesting. Like, everywhere. Yeah, from everyone. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I was at the Ren Faire, and so there was a bunch of tents for the tarot card readings, where it's like in my day-to-day life, I don't know whenever I've ever had another run-in with this specific person where I'm like, I don't know if I should do this. But yeah, so I don't really know. But I just feel like, yeah, I just don't know where the line is of like where I'm not okay with things. And I just want to talk it through with everyone I know because it's like, I feel like obviously my friends are like, eh, like fuck it, like no, it doesn't matter. But it's like I kind of care about other. It's not just religious. It's not just religious beliefs. It's just like this deep conditioning in me, and some of it is from religion, and some of it is just like feels like kind of true. Like I just feel like I deafen and fear. Like I'm really scared of like the bad. Like I don't want to be doing anything I shouldn't be. And I know who's to say that I shouldn't be doing this, but I don't know. I just feel like I will be able to know what's right for me or what's wrong for me, but this is something that is just like, I just like, I don't know what this is to me, you know? And so, like, sometimes things are like a full body yes, sometimes things are a full body no, and this is just a full body I don't fucking know. So, yeah, I don't know. I still haven't come to a conclusion of if I would do it or not. So I want to talk to my coworker more because yeah, I know that she does this, but I don't know. I feel like she's kind of religious too. Like I feel like I have heard her say God, if you know, which I'm not saying that's like the leaning factor, but I just feel like she's also kind of keeping like maybe able to understand like if this is a thing, like if she interpreted that, God doesn't want us to be messing with this stuff, like seeking answers from elsewhere. And so I don't know. I just literally want to pick her brain about that. And if she's like, oh yeah, like maybe she is religious and has just like never learned or like in got any of that. And so she's like, no, this is just like a hobby. Like this is just something I really, or not a hobby. I'm not trying to like minimize it, but like just a different interest, just a different way of learning about yourself. Sorry, I need a drink. And so, yeah, I don't know. I just want to pick everyone's brain ever about it. But it's like also, some of my friends are like not religious at all. And so it's like they're not thinking twice about that. Or like even anything. See, I don't know. I keep saying religious, but I don't think that's really what I'm meaning. Like, I think to an extent, yes, but also like, I don't know. I don't know. But also a lot of things in religion scare me too. Like that's what this is just such a confusing and like loaded conversation. Like I don't know, I could just go on forever about this and like I've tried literally me and my mom have kind of been talking about this for like the past few days. And I don't know, we really can't like come to like a conclusion on it. Like it's just like every time one of us says anything, the other one just has, like, so much more to say about it, and, like, then we just keep going, not back and forth, but, like, bouncing off each other and just be like, oh, well, what if this, what if this? So, I am, yeah, extremely grateful for my mom, because I feel like she's really someone healthy that I can talk to about this, because she is religious, so she is giving me a whole fresh perspective from that, and even some of what she says, I'm like, okay, like, I don't like that. But also, whenever I say that, she's completely open to that. And then she's like, okay, well, what about this? Okay, well, what about this? And, like, I don't know. So, it's, like, I just feel like my mom and my friends are on different ends, and I'm somewhere in the middle. And, like, I just, like, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, so we went to the Ren Fair, and it was awesome. It was cold and wet, so that sucked. I will say one thing I absolutely love about raving is it has taught me rain doesn't stop you. Rain is like adding to the fun. Like, rain is not bad. Rain is not a ruining of our plans. Rain is not, oh no, blah blah blah. It's the cold. The cold is a ruiner of your fun. The cold is a blood-sucking vampire. No. But cold and rain combined is, like, the worst combo ever. Obviously, you know, at some raves I've been to, they've had to shut down the festival because it's been raining so hard. And so it's, like, fucking up the speakers and the stages. And, you know, we're all gonna, like, get electrocuted if we keep going or something. So they got to shut it down. So it's like, yeah, fair. Awesome. I, you know, that sucks. But just like, I don't know, at Ultra when we went, it poured for so long before they closed it down. Like, not even so long, just so hard. Like, everyone continued dancing. Like, we're like walking through puddles. It's like, I've never been so fucking soaked in my life, like, head to toe. Like, I thought my phone was gonna be broken. I don't know how it survived. Like, I didn't know if my card was gonna work. Like, everything was, like, soaking wet for so long. Like, it was insane. Like, I literally, like, I obviously, we've all seen pouring rain or, like, been driving or had to, like, run through pouring rain. But, like, no. We were, like, dancing in the pouring rain. Like, we were, like, out there, we're walking around, we're going and getting a drink, we're doing this, we're doing that in the pouring rain. I had to go and take off my pants because they were soaked. I just saw them, like, these like mesh see-through pants, but I don't know, them being soaked was just something else, so I had to take them off. And I had on swimsuit bottoms under, so, you know, that's the vibe. That's the fit, honestly. And they were see-through, so it was like, I didn't really do that much different. And also, everyone else is in their swimsuit, and fuck off, like, that's a whole nother thing, bitch. But yeah, so I'm down with the rain, but the cold, like, that's where you lose me, sorry. And then the cold and the rain, so, yeah, whenever we first got there, they had this huge parking area, and it was all grass. So, in this pouring rain, we're pulling in the grass, and there's a lot of mud. And so, our cars, like, we're probably like, oh, shit, like, what if we get stuck? And then we're like, nah, it's fine, whatever. And, anyway, so, we were just, like, kind of stressed about that, and then it was whatever. And the drive there, oh my god, it was fucking pouring, and it was like a 2-hour drive, I think, or something. I don't know. And so, yeah, it was, like, raining on the way there, and Jalen was driving, and we were all just stressed, and there was so many accidents and so many other things that it was just, like, a lot. And, yeah, so then we made it, and we go to walk in, and it's, like, raining still, and it was already supposed to stop, and then it was raining, like, off and on, and it was so cold, and then we met all of our friends. It was me, Cheyenne, Jalen, Noah, Bailey, Colin, and then Bailey's aunt and uncle, Sarah and Carrie. It was for Bailey's birthday. Happy birthday, Bailey. 21, bitch, finally. but now we're waiting for Colin to turn 21 because it's in, like, 2 weeks. And then we're going to go do their bar crawls and everything. But anyway, so, yeah, we waited in line for, like, probably, like, 20, Probably like 15 minutes. And then we get inside. Oh my god. Oliver, god, you're so aggressive. And, yeah, then we get in, and, yeah, it's still raining off and on, and then we go in, and we go to this little, they're, like, having sword fights with, like, fake little, like, cushion things. I don't really know what was going on there. And then, so we were standing there for some coverage while it was raining, and then we went and stood in line at the bakery, and then there was these two boys jousting in the middle, and, like, I don't know. It was just so fun. Like, everyone was so in character and, like, talking in accents and stuff. And, like, it was really cool. And then we go to the bakery, and it was fine. Like, Cheyenne and Bailey both got this, like, spinach and feta little, like, bomb thing. I don't know what it was, but it was really good. And it was warm. And I got this little turkey and cheese thing, and I thought it was going to be warm, but it was fucking cold. Which, I mean, turkey and cheese, like, it was fine. It was just, like, a little, like, CME. But if it would have been warm, it would have been better. And Cheyenne got this, like, sausage bomb thing. And, yeah, it was, like, no. It was not good that it was cold. So that sucked. But it all tasted good. If it was all warm, it would have been good. I don't know what that noise is. Okay. And is that the wind? I don't know what I'm hearing. Do you hear that? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. The wind is, like, not blowing. I don't know what that is. Sounds like there's, like, an airplane or something. But I don't know. So, anyway, whatever. We go in. It finally stops raining at some point. And so then we're just walking around, and it's cold. And it wasn't freezing. I was, like, off and on cold. And they kept on being, like, oh, you look cold. You look cold. And I'm like, bitch, what? Because my tits? Like, what? Because I had on a corset. So, you know, the titties was tittying. But, yeah, all the, like, vendors kept being like, oh, she looks warm. You look cold. And they were talking about Cheyenne because, I don't know, I had a long skirt and a corset on. But then I had my pashmina, so I was, like, wrapped up in it. And it was like Cheyenne was wrapped up in her pashmina, too. But she had on leggings and, like, a long sleeve, so. But her long sleeve was literally, like, see-through. It was such thin material. I don't know. I don't know why. I was like, do I look cold? Like, my tits, is that making me cold? Like, what is, why do I look cold? But whatever. And so, yeah, we go around and we look around at everything. And before you fucking ask, because everyone's like, did you get a turkey leg? No. Like, I've had a million turkey legs ever. Actually, no. I've never bought a turkey leg. All my friends get turkey legs. I'm like, oh, yeah. And I take, like, two or three bites, and then I'm satisfied. Like, I'm good. I don't want a whole turkey leg. It's not that crazy. I just want a few bites, and then I'm good. And the few bites that I have are really good. I do really enjoy them. But, bitch, I'm not fucking paying for a big-ass fucking turkey leg. Like, no. Did you get a turkey leg, bitch? Like, literally, I had, like, whenever I said that I went to the Ren Fair, literally, like, five people were like, did you get a turkey leg? I'm like, no. Did you? Like, I don't know. I got a sausage on a stick, though. I love a good sausage on a stick. And then Cheyenne got a loaded baked potato. And Colin got stir fry. And I don't know what Bailey got. What did Bailey get? I don't know what Bailey got. And Jalen didn't get anything. And Noah got a steak on a stick. And, yeah, and then we walked around, we drank a little bit, I was drinking Cupcake Moscato, and I just got these two little cups of it, but they were $9 each, and the cups were literally, like, tiny. I'm like, bitch, a whole bottle of this is, like, $9, so fuck you, but whatever. And, anyway, yeah, we walked around forever. I bought these earrings, they're so cute. They're, like, they have these little purple beads. And they have these little purple mushrooms, and they're so cute. And, they didn't have pink ones, so I got purple. And then, I wanted to get a flower crown, but I couldn't find a cute one. But then, oh my god, I was pissed, because whenever we were leaving, like, I don't know, I guess everyone was ready to go. Like, I did not understand that. Like, I just, like, thought we were, like, you know, kind of heading back that way, but, like, I thought we were still gonna stop at every shop we hadn't been to. Like, what the fuck? And I found this one and I went inside and I'm like, oh my god, it's so cute in here. And all my friends were literally standing outside waiting. No one came in. So I was like, oh, like y'all are like leaving. So I was upset about that because I found this crown that I really liked, but because it was like, I didn't just want to buy it. Like, I wanted to try it on. I wanted to see. And they had all these fairy ears, the pointy ones. And they were so cute. I was excited, but yeah, no. I was just like, oh. So I just turned around and left. I'm sad because they had a pink crown and it was so cute. I should have got it. Boo. But whatever. And then maybe I'll go back and get it. I don't know. But whatever. Anyway. Yeah, then we did all that, and then we watched this cat and rat show. I don't know, I was kind of sad, and just because it was, like, the cat, like, they kept putting it up on the stool, and it kept jumping down and, like, trying to walk around, like, it was just trying to do its own thing, and, like, they just kept putting it back on the stool, and I'm like, he doesn't want to do it, guys. So I felt kind of bad, but I don't know. That was pretty quick. Most of it was like rats and stuff, or like the other cats. Like, there was a few cats and some of them seemed like, you know, they were cool with it. So I don't know. It was fine. but a rat fell. I'm not into rats. I don't really like rats, but that bitch, they were making it like climb on a ladder and it literally fell the fuck off. Like, she fell. So that was sad too. It was funny. I laughed, but like looking back, I'm like, oh my god, like that rat literally was just trying to live its little life and you're making it go down a ladder and then it literally like risked its fucking life and fell to its death. It didn't die. It was fine. She picked her eye back up and it was fine. But I was just like, oh my god, like, damn. So, yeah. Whatever, but it was cool. Yeah, it was cool. And then what else? Ooh, we saw this other guy. He had a whip with fire on it, and that was crazy. But then he dropped it and picked it up, and it was fine. So I was like, what's going on? How'd you do that? And then I drank a beer. I didn't drink the whole thing. I bought it. Oh my god, and then they had a parade. It was so awesome. That was my favorite part. Because everyone was, like, all dressed up, and they had a king and a queen, and they had little fairies, and they had this, like, I don't know, they had some crazy costumes in there that were really fucking cool. And then, oh my god, I had just bought the beer before this, and this woman cheers me, and then her kid cheers me, and then, like, two more people cheers me. It was awesome. And then I went to cheers the next guy, and he was, like, in his own world. Like, he was talking, and I was like, oh, sorry. getting out of hand here. But it was so funny when the kid cheers me. Like, I don't know, we were laughing hard, and, like, I don't know, we were just, like, making jokes. It was funny. And then, oh my god, Cheyenne, there was a little, like, mud lady coming around putting mud on people's noses. It was cool. Cheyenne got one. It was fun. Oh my god, and Cheyenne got these ears. Oh my god, they were so cute. They literally, like, they were so cute. They matched her pashmina perfectly, and, like, they held it up, like, they were just, like, little clips. Oh my god, they're so cute. And, yeah, she looks so cute. And then, let's see, what else? A lot of cool vendors. A fucking expensive shit, dude. Like, they had these cloaks and, like, all these fancy jackets and, like, fur and shit. And, like, dude, there was one that was, like, over $4,000. I was like, holy fuck. But, I mean, it was cool, but, like, damn. And then, what else? Ooh, we found this one lady who was selling hammocks. And, yeah, so I sat in one, and it was a lot of fun. I loved it. And then, yeah, I sat there for a minute. Me, Bailey, and Cheyenne were sitting in them, and it was so much fun. And then they made me get up, and we had to keep going. And what else? I don't know. I wanted to get, like, some crazy jewelry or something, but I don't know. Oh, there was this one, and it was, like, this guy was doing, like, hand bone glass stuff, and there was earrings, bro. They were so fucking cute. They had, like, these like jellyfish and flamingos and daisies and mushrooms and literally like these little like drop things. I don't know. They were so cute, but they were so expensive. And I was like, okay. Like, okay. Thank you. Bye. So it was whatever. And then, but that was really cool. I wish I, like, I don't know. I don't regret not buying it because it was really expensive for a pair of earrings. So it was fine, but I don't know. They were so cute. And that's so, like, unique, you know? Like, hand-blown glass earrings and, like, these specific ones. Like, she's a one of a kind. Or, is that the right? Yeah, I think that's what I meant to say. I don't know. I always get that wrong now. But yeah, it was awesome. And then let's see what else. Yeah, then we went home and we fucking. So, me and Cheyenne, Friday night, we went to the Ren Faire on Saturday. I took off work. Ow, ow, ow. I had 2 days off in a row. It was so nice because I'm always off Wednesdays and Sundays, but I was off Wednesday and then Saturday, Sunday, baby. It was awesome. But we were really busy Saturday, so it was like, I don't know. I want to like take another day off soon and just like have literally 2 days to like not have plans and just like relax and do what I do. But oh yeah, so Friday night, me and Cheyenne, she was like, I found this documentary we should watch, like it's gonna be so good, blah blah blah. And then we started and we both fell asleep, like we went to bed, like we watched it to go to bed, so you know, I'm not surprised. And then Saturday, oh my God, kitty cat's out here. Kitty cat. She's not paying any attention. Hi, baby. She looked, but I don't know if she saw me. Whatever. Anyway, and then yeah, so Saturday after the Ren Faire, we come home and then we're gonna like we have some time and then we're gonna go to Chili's later. And so I was like, oh my God, we should watch that documentary. And Shane's like, oh my God, yeah. And so we turned it on and I went to sleep. I can't help it. I'm really not good at watching shit during the day or at night, honestly, either. I don't really know. Like, I have to be really into it. I have to be really ready for it. But if I'm tired at all, I'm going to sleep. And so yeah, I went to sleep. And it was just funny because like she's like, yeah, you said we should put it on and then you fell asleep. And it's like it was so funny because my friend Haley, like we used to hang out literally every single night and we would watch something and I would literally fall asleep every single time and she would get so mad at me. She's like, why'd you come over to come over and sleep? And she would, oh my God, she would get so mad at me. It was so funny. But that was cracking me up. That was so funny. But yeah, it just made me think of that because yeah. I literally was like, we should watch it, and then like 5 minutes in I was asleep. And so yeah, it was really funny. But yeah, then we went to Chili's and it was so fun. I got to see Frida. Oh, I love Frida. I miss her. I never get to see her. Did you hear that noise? I think my cat is jumping the fence. She is. Come here, baby. Oh my God, she's coming over. Hi, Mama. Come here. You're okay. Hi, honey bunny. She's here. Come here. Come here. Did you hear her? She's on the episode. Hi, Mama. What are you doing? This is so funny seeing her out here. She's like, what the fuck is this? A whole new world. Oh my God, I love her. I love her so much. But I think she has fleas, so I need to figure something out. But I'm not putting a topical on her because I literally looked up on TikTok, like, you know, what people are doing for fleas. And, so many, like, then, like, 4 videos popped up of people, like, having to take their cats to the vet because they. What are you doing? I'm scared. There's so many cars going by right now. Like, do you really need to be out here? She does it every day, but I just get scared when I, like, see her out in the wild. I'm like, girl, you crazy. but come here. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I scared her. No, don't leave me. She's leaving. I love you. Be safe. God, I don't like that. I just wish I could keep her in a cage forever. No. But, yeah, I just get weirded whenever I see her over the fence. Because I'll see her in the backyard and, like, obviously inside all the time. But whenever I see her, like, past the gate, I just get so nervous. But, whatever. I mean, she does it every day. She got her thing. Oh, yeah, so, and then I, yeah, saw 4 videos of people's, like, cats having seizures because they were having a reaction to the topical. So, I will not be doing that. no, thank you. I don't know. I guess I just need to brush her and look. Which, I mean, that was my thought, but I was like, I just want to see if, like, there's any, like, crazy hacks. Like, I haven't looked at this in a long time because she hasn't really had fleas. But, yeah. Anyway, so, that's the update on my kitty cat. But I love her. She's my little baby butt. And she sleeps with me every night. She's in my, like, she just lives in my room. She sleeps in there all day while I'm gone at work. And, or she'll go outside. But whenever I leave for work, she's sleeping in there. And then whenever I come home, she's sleeping in there. And then, yeah, she's been staying in there all night. Usually in the night, she'll, like, venture and, like, go in, like, my mom and Chris's room and, like, I don't know, the living room and then also my room. But the past few nights, I feel like she's been in there, or at least, like, oh, she's going back to the fence. Thank you, Mama. You'll hear her. She jumps over the fence. Maybe she's not. Is that her? No, that's a truck. Whatever. But yeah, like, she's been sleeping right next to me and she's been waking me up, the little bitch, but I don't really mind because I don't really be waking up. Like, I can always fall right back asleep, so I don't really mind being woken up. And I never fully wake up. Like, I can half wake up. Oh, I see another cat. Oh my God, is that our other cat? We have another cat, Uncle Ben, that we've had for fucking ever, but, oh my God, is that him? I have to pause real quick and go look because he was our cat when we lived here the first time, but then when we left him here. I don't know why, fucked up, but I mean, I was just a little child, so I was like, whatever. And then when my grandparents lived here, he was still here. And then when we moved back in, he was still here. And then we got new neighbors and they had been feeding him, so he had been over there. And so we were just like, yeah, whatever. Like, because he didn't really like our cats. Spider Monkey doesn't like anyone, I guess. So we were having to keep them separate when they were inside, and so it was just like, I don't know. Which, he's like an outside cat. Like, he wasn't really an inside cat. We would just bring him in if it was like cold or something and let him sleep in the living room, but then we had to shut the door and like keep them separated. So I was gonna pause it, but I don't see him anymore. Whatever, hey. But he was sweet. He was cute. I would like to see him because I haven't seen him in a long time, but Brody sees him sometimes. So I guess that's cool. But whatever. Kind of sad that we left our cat. I don't know why we did that. We would never leave Spider Monkey. But yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's see. What else? So we went to the Rim Fair. Been talking to my mom. Oh yeah, me and my mom hung out. Oh my God. So yeah, last night, we planned to hang out on Tuesday night, but then Monday night, I didn't feel good, and yeah, I don't know, like, she just ended up coming to my room, and we just talked forever, and then, yeah, Tuesday, we had really planned to hang out, and so we went late in the hammocks, but it was kind of chilly, and so I was like, we should go, like, drive around, and I literally love driving around. Like, I don't know, that's just my jam. Like, it's just so fun. That's all we used to do, like, in a small town. Like, there's not a lot to do, so we would just drive around. But I don't know, like, now I don't really do that. Like, I just am like, oh, like, that's just a waste of gas or whatever. Like, I don't know, like, we could just hang out at the house. I don't really know. I don't really make a lot of excuses for that. I think we just don't do it because of that. But it was so fun, and I want to do it again. But yeah, we just went and drove around, and we drove all around this shithole town. But it was weird because it was like there's this old neighborhood, not really old, but like it was there when I was growing up, and like I literally used to hang out in this neighborhood so often. Like all my friends lived in this neighborhood, and so we were just like driving around, and like, oh my god, there's blah blah blah's house, there's blah blah blah's house, there's blah blah blah's house, and I'm like, oh my god, like that's so weird. And then like some of my friends, I was like, oh my god, like that's literally like their mom's car, like that's still their house. And yeah, it's just so weird. But and then I was like, this is weird. Like I feel like whenever I think about it, I can think of all these people, like I can know where everyone lives in my head. Like I just feel like that's something I would know forever. But then driving through, I was like, this just looks so weird. Like I feel like I don't like recognize this as much as I thought. Like I'm like, oh, is that blah blah blah? Is that blah blah's house? Like I don't know. Maybe it's that one. Maybe it's that one. Like, I don't know. So that was weird. Like, yeah, most of them I knew. I was like, yep, that's their house. But I don't know. It was cool. It was weird. And then, yeah, I don't know. It was fun. It was like nostalgic. And yeah, we did that for a while. A long while, and then we went and drove around all over. And then, oh my god, we went to the cemetery, and like, I could not find my grandparents. So there's a mystery. Like, I don't know where my fucking grandparents are, but their headstone is not there. Is it a tombstone or a headstone? Or is it the same thing? Is that interchangeable? Like, what's the difference? I don't know. Whatever. I was like, it's not here. Like, we like walked all through the which I haven't been there, like. Let's see, my grandpa died in 2021, and I went there, I think, like once after, and then that was it. And so, yeah, and like I drive by, I literally drive past the cemetery every single day. And I always think about stopping, but I don't know, like, I don't know, I don't want to go alone. I feel like, I don't know. And it's like, I just like, yeah, I'm here, I guess, like visiting my grandparents or whatever, but also all these people are dead. Like, I'm kind of visiting everyone. Like, I just always want to just like go and hang out. Like, I don't know, but I'm like, that just seems weird. But since I was with my mom and we couldn't find my grandpa and my grandma, we were just like walking around. And so we just kind of walked all through the cemetery and kind of looked at everyone's. And it was just like fun, like reading everyone's names and like seeing when they died. That wasn't fun. It was sad, but and like there would be quotes on them sometimes, and it was sad. There would be like families, or like there was these one sisters, and it was like sisters forever. Like I don't know. It didn't say sisters forever, but it was like something like sweet, and I don't know. There's one. It's like we'll always be dancing together. Like it was so. I don't know. It was. It felt. Calm. I felt like felt connected. It just felt like everyone was like, I don't know where they were supposed to be, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I couldn't find my grandparents. So, but it's like, 'cause you know, they take the heads. I'm saying headstone. Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just gonna go for it. But they take it to go put in, you know, the death dates once the other one dies, because they were on one, I think. But like my grandpa died in 2021. Like it's 2025, so I just feel like, why is he not back? Where is he? Obviously they didn't take him, but I just mean his headstone. But like where I need a label, because obviously I don't know where he is in the ground. Like I know relatively, because I remember his funeral. And yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure he's like right around here. Like I know that they my grandma just died like in like 2000 like 6 or 8 or something. I was really young, so I don't super remember her. I don't really think I remember her funeral. So yeah, that's why I keep saying my grandpa, but it is both of them. Olga, that's my grandma's name. I think that's cool. My grandpa is Nicanor. But yeah, so I don't know. It was weird, so I need to figure out where they are. because what the fuck? So yeah, I need to text someone in my family and be like, hey, like, where's Grandma and Papa? Like, where they at? Have y'all been to the gravesite? Like, I don't know. Weird. And there wasn't even, like, a little thing in the ground that would say their names. Like, there was no sign of them at all. But, yeah, we walked through, like, the whole cemetery. So, that was kind of... I don't want to say cool. Like, I'm not trying to romanticize it. It was just, like, kind of, like, calm, I guess. That's kind of the only words I can find for it. Like, it just felt real. I don't know. So, yeah. And then, yeah, we just drove all around. And, like, there's... people, a handful of people that have died or killed themselves, and that, like, I knew well, and so, or not even knew well, like, one of them I did know very well. She was a substitute teacher, like, all of my high school, maybe even middle school, and, like, I was really close with her. Like, I really, really, really loved her a lot, and... like, I feel like she had a huge impact on my life, and, yeah, she, took her life a couple of years ago, and it was just, it was so upsetting. It was a lot, and, like, I knew where she lived and everything. Like, she did it at her house, and I don't know, it was just heartbreaking, because we kind of drove over there, and I was just like, oh my god. And then this other person, I didn't know her super well, but I have talked to her multiple times, and, like, I grew up with her son. He was my age. He played football. I was a cheerleader, like, for as long as I can remember, literally up to high school, and, like, we would decorate the football locker rooms together. It was the cheerleaders and the parents and the moms, and, yeah, her son was friends with one of my ex-boyfriends, and I knew her, and she took her life, I think, last year, and she did it, over at this creek, and we drove past it, and I'm just like, oh my god, it's just hard. It's just so crazy, because it's like, I've been to this creek 2,000 times, like, I grew up here. I know this fucking creek. And, like, now it just has a whole different meaning. And, jeez, it's just, that's so hard. And then one of my friends, her mom, God, was suddenly killed. She was literally on her way to pick my friend up from, like, the movies or something. And she was hit by a car. I think they were drunk. I could be wrong. But she was hit by someone and killed. And, yeah, out of nowhere, that's so, so hard. And people committing suicide, you know, that's, seems out of nowhere most of the time. Not most of the time. I'm not trying to generalize anything or act like I know anything, but I just feel like, you know, that's, you know, you're in your own situations. I don't know if you're, you know, telling everyone that you're planning on killing yourself. I would think not. So it's just like, to some people it was out of nowhere. To me, my experience of it, that's how I should say, was out of nowhere. But also, I hadn't talked to her in years and seen her since I graduated, nothing like that. But, oh god, I don't know. And the substitute, I had seen her a couple times since I graduated, but I hadn't talked to her in a long time. And, oh my god, I remember whenever I first heard that, I was texting her, and I'm like, are you okay, like, I just, like, I need to check on you. And then, yeah, it was true. That was really hard for me. I was really, really, I mean, all of them, that's so, and even there was this girl I went to high school with, her brother was at my grade, and granted, you know, not a fan. He slapped me in my face in middle school, but, oh, that should be in my list of guys I hate or had an impact on me, whatever, my voice, whatever. But anyway, his sister, she was a little older, and irrelevant, but, Yeah, she was a little older. I may have had a conversation with her once or twice, but I definitely knew who she was. It was such a small town. Like, we all knew each other. And yeah, she took her life. And I didn't know exactly which house was theirs, but like, I know it was kind of close to my old house. So, yeah, that was really rough too. Oh gosh. It's just crazy. Like, I don't know. Sorry, I should have so put a trigger warning. I'm so sorry. I'll put one in the notes. And I'll also put a suicide hotline. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, it was a weird day yesterday. It was like, I just feel like I just haven't, like, yes, I live in this town, but I do everything I can to avoid it every day. I literally take a, not a longer way, but I avoid driving through the middle of this town as much as I can, and I hate it, and I always say I hate it, and I always hate seeing anyone ever that I know, but it was like, it was just nice kind of yesterday, just like going through and just kind of thinking, like reminiscing a little bit, I guess, and just being like, oh my God, that's so and so's house, or this is this, and I don't know. It was just weird. And I've just like, I've thought about driving past that creek so many times, and I just haven't. Like, it just feels, I don't know, strange, but I'm glad that I did yesterday. So, I don't know. But anyway, sorry, took a dark turn, I guess, but I don't know. It's also beautiful to just remember them. I love you. Yeah, please, God, give yourself a hug. Give yourself a hug. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know what to say. I don't think I'm supposed to have anything to say. I mean, just, I love you. Let me look up the suicide hotline. Oh, 988. Duh. Sorry, I feel like I should have known that one. Yeah, 988. That's the suicide hotline. So, yep, protect yourself, please. I love you. I love you so much. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, I guess. I don't know. Thanks for listening today. I'm sorry we kind of like turned dark, I guess, but I don't know. It didn't feel dark. It doesn't feel like this dark. Like, it is obviously tragic, but I don't know. I feel like there's so many better things to remember these people by than just by how their life ended. Like, these were all good people, and yeah, I don't know. Just thinking of them is nice a little bit in some way. But anyway, I do love you so much. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna drink some tea, and then it is 10:38, so I'm probably gonna. Let's see, my tattoo is at 1, but I'm probably gonna leave at noon because I'm gonna go by Dutch Bros. So I'm probably gonna get a little snacky and just kind of hang out. Maybe I'll figure I'll upload this podcast. That'll probably take this episode. It'll probably take me like, don't know, a little bit. But anyway, I love you. I hope you have a good day. Thank you for coming. I really love this. I really love making this. I really do love it. So thank you for letting me. I guess. Okay, love you, bye. Mwah.